welcome to Lexington.
Well, thank you. Good to be here.
How long have you been away from Wichita, Kansas?
Off and on for
Have you lost track?
Well, it's been real off and on. We've had some strange routing recently, so we've been gone home. I mean, like tonight when we're done, we're driving home.
Twelve hours.
We'll get home about 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Getting ready for a week off at home, so that'll be good to recharge.
Before we get into the music here, I got one question for you. How about those Jayhawks?
Saw it coming.
I'm spitting words.
Nothing to say about that?
I don't want to talk about it. It was depressing.
I'm not really a basketball fan, so it just means very little to me, honestly.
Did you hear what he just said?
It's all right.
You know, you were on the campus of the University of Kentucky Wildcats. Did you know that?
I'm fully aware, and we were talking about it on the way here.
You can't feel it a little bit, even?
We kind of got a kinship for a history of good basketball teams and mediocre football teams. KU and UK.
I don't know, although the UK Wildcats football team doing pretty good. They're coming up. Mm. But, you know, it's all about basketball around here. What can I say?
Indeed.
Good luck to all the teams. That's what I say. Let's get a little taste of what they're going to hear tonight. What are the fans going to hear down at the Kentucky?
You're going to hear a mixture of both our two-piece acoustic thing, which Aaron and I have been doing for 8 years now between just the two of us, and you're going to hear a mixture of our three-piece electric thing with Brad on drums tonight. But right now you're going to get a taste of a little bit more old-timey thing. This is John Henry right here.
John Henry Steele driving man. Oh, John Henry died with a hammer in his hand. John Henry Steele driving man. Well, now John Henry said to the captain, whoa, man ain't nothing but a man. And before I let your steam drill beat me down, I'm gonna die with my hammer in my hand. Whoa, I'll die with my hammer in my hand. John Henry Steele driving man. John Henry Steele driving man. Well, John Henry died, hammer in his hand. John Henry Steele driving man. To the captain, well, now why are you taking your time? Well, John Henry drilled down 18 spikes, and your steam drill only drove down 9. Well, your steam drill only drove down 9. John Henry Steele driving man. Well, John Henry Steele driving man. John Henry died with a hammer in his hand. John Henry still driving man.
Moreland and Arbuckle live on 91.3 WKY. Legend of John Henry. Does it come out different every time, guys?
Pretty much.
Yeah, well, we haven't played it like that for a long time, actually. I haven't played that guitar and resonator for, I can't remember the last time when.
Typically plugged in on that one?
Yeah, we do it on, I play the cigar box guitar that's real cool, a friend of mine made. And
talk about that guitar. It's an actual cigar box. You got a combination of guitar strings, a couple of bass strings.
There's one bass string that you can split the signal, run the bass string into a bass amp, and it's got three guitar strings. You run those into a guitar amp. It has a very unique, huge, fat, wide sound. And, so usually I play that song on that. So it was nice to mix it up today.
Sounds great. How many harmonicas you got?
Well, I got six here with me right now, but I've got more. They're all tuned to different keys, so you got to have a bunch of different ones to play different songs. You can play more than one key on one harmonica in different positions and stuff, but gotta have the whole arsenal. Play a full show.
You guys made it an open mic session. I find this quite interesting. Mm-hmm. That we just kind of immediately knew that your search for more knowledge regarding the blues was right there between the two of you, and you just fell into it. What happened? How'd that happen?
It was pretty obvious.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we summed it up.
It came together pretty quick. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could tell that we both had a shared vision of the kind of music that we wanted to make, and that's pretty priceless. You know, the rest, as they say, is history.
When did you realize you were going to record together?
Oh, well, real early on. That's kind of how our relationship kind of started to form musically. Is I was sort of doing this solo thing and needed some harmonica, and I just met Dustin, and he came and played on it. So,
do any busking? Did you get out there on the street?
Well, we busked a lot over the years. Yeah.
give us one story.
Oh, I mean, we had a time when we played down at the King Biscuit Blues Festival on the street in Helena, Arkansas, and
it was amazing.
We had the street backed up and
sold about 100 CDs about the first hour we were playing. Dustin had to drive back in the middle of the night from Helena halfway home to meet somebody and get a bunch of CDs because we didn't bring enough.
It ended up being an amazing experience.
Another interesting thing here is that you guys are not exactly Yankees, but you are from the North, but you've got this real definite Southern sound. Where's that come from? I know that you've got a little bit of influence from the Zep. Am I right?
Mm-hmm, for
sure. Zeppelin and rolling around the speakers in the house when you were growing up?
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite band ever, for sure. So I've been fixated on that band since I was a kid.
And what about where'd the influence come from, the harmonica?
Well, I'm a huge fan of a lot of, you know, traditional blues harmonica players, guys like Little Walter and Sonny Boy Williamson. There's a real good player from Lawrence, Kansas, a good friend of mine named Lee McBee, who's been a big influence on me. And, you know, those are probably my biggest influences, people like that. You know, I think a lot of different stuff comes into our sound. Traditional blues is definitely at the core of everything we do.
But, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, sure. You know, guys like Son House and the music of guys like Sunhouse and Fred McDowell and Robert Johnson were the reason that Aaron and I started playing together.
I think it's wonderful that you guys just kind of fell in with each other, and it's dovetailed really well. I mean, the sound, you guys complement each other so well.
Thank you.
Talk about your trip to Iraq.
That was an awesome experience. We went over there and played for the troops. We were there for about 12 days. I think we played...
We played 8 bases in 8 days and then had some travel days on the other end of it.
Two of those were in Kuwait. 6 of them were in Iraq. We were flying around the country.
Okay, we're talking logistics here. I want to know what that was like.
Well, it was amazing. Well, I mean, that's kind of... The logistics were part of the experience. I mean, you'd play the show and you'd get... You know, you get done and go to sleep and have to wake up somewhere between 4 and 6 the next morning, strap on the body armor and the helmet, jump on the C-130 and fly to the next base. And it was an amazing experience because the soldiers just, I mean, you could see how much it meant to them to get the entertainment. We heard a lot of stuff like, you guys made us forget we were here for a couple hours. And that's, you know, that was, if you ever had any doubt of what music can do for people, that's, I think that was... That really, it reaffirms the power of music, you know.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to comment on the logistics. I mean, from an emotional and physical standpoint, it was absolutely grueling, absolutely draining. It was, like I tell people, it was like 2 weeks of 4 hours of sleep a day, you know. If you were lucky, so.
And you guys were living the easy life, probably, compared to what.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it was the smallest taste of what they get day in and day out. You know, and it's like,
what'd you bring home? I mean, you know, in your hearts, your minds, your souls, what'd it do to your music?
I think
get too heavy. You want to move on to the next?
Yeah, that's what. Like I said, I think it just it reaffirms how powerful music can be.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I brought away from it. I had to think about that. I brought away from it just stay true to myself and organic, which is where I need to be personally as a musician.
What about the Iraqis?
We didn't actually have much contact with...
No contact with Iraqis hardly at all.
Yeah, I mean,
we were on bases. We were never off a base.
Yeah.
If we were in the air.
Excellent. You guys, so wonderful to have you here in town. Lay another one on us from the Flood CD. What are you going to play?
Well, this is a song actually inspired by that that trip to King Biscuit that we were just talking about, where you know, I ended up having to make the all-night drive and ended up being up about 40 hours straight before the whole trip was said and done, trying to get it all worked out. And this is a song that was born out of that. It's actually on our new CD, Flood, that y'all should go check out if you like what you're hearing on here. Let's make sure we're in tune here. So this is a song called Red Moon Rising. Memphis tonight. There's a red moon rising over Memphis tonight. And I know by that this deal ain't going down right. I got the big river below me and Arkansas just behind. Got the big river below me, Arkansas just behind. But it's what's up ahead bound to make me lose my mind. I'm crying, Lord have mercy, help your poor child please. Crying, Lord have mercy, help your poor child, please. Oh, these wild young women gonna be the death of poor old me. Been wide, but I do believe I got me a new rider sitting by my side. Look, 40 long hours, my eyes been open wide. Oh, but I do believe I got me a new rider by my side. And it's no need to worry, I ain't gonna be here long. Ain't no need to worry, ain't gonna be here long. For I go back out west to Kansas where I belong. Oh, yeah.
Lovely. Marlon and Arbuckle. Okay, thank you so much for coming here.
Thanks,
guys.
Thanks, Mike, for having us.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Keep up the good work and come back, okay?
All right.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.